might, first of all, so we begin the interview, I'd like for you to tell me your name, the date of your birth, and where you were born, and then maybe give me a little family background of yourself and your parents, all right?
Well, surely. Well, my name is Lee, and I was born right here in the county.
And what county is this?
This is Weston County.
Okay.
And I was born in 1920, March the 5th. Is that the information you wanted?
Uh-huh. Now, were you born in any particular town or close?
Well, I was born out in the country.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where did your family receive its mail?
Well, they received their mail right here in Upton. At the post office. We never had a mail route. We was close enough to town to where we didn't need a mail route.
So you'd have to drive in and get your mail.
Right.
And a couple of other things. How many generations has your family been in this county?
Well, my parents were the first ones in my family here. They came here and homesteaded in 1914.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I was the second generation, and I have grandkids here now, which I guess a total four generations, wasn't it?
Yeah, and how long have you lived in the county here, all in all? And maybe tell me some places that you have been outside of the county, your travels, or?
Well, outside of, during the war years, I've been right here in the county. I kind of an old homebody, I guess. But I've been here all my life, and except during World War II.
So
I was gone for about 3 years.
I see. Where did you serve during the war?
Served in the Pacific in the Navy.
Huh.
Yeah.
What did you think of that? Is it miserable
or? Oh, you know, it's all right. It's just anybody tell you the same thing. You know, they're glad they done it, but they wouldn't care to do it over again. Have you been in the service?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't had that opportunity.
But I just actually kind of feel sorry for people that never experienced that.
Yeah, I'm certain if there were a war, I would want to, but short of a war, I don't think I would enlist.
I'd sure agree with that, too, you bet. I'd agree with you on that.
Okay. Perhaps you could tell me a few things, perhaps about your religion, your occupation, your educational background.
Well, that's a pretty big order.
Okay.
It isn't that my education went so far. High school is the furthest I ever went in school. And my occupation has been much the same my entire life. I was born on the ranch out there and spent my entire life there for the most part. There was a few times, you know, that I wasn't there, but for the most part, I've been there my whole life.
Okay, so you've lived out on the ranch. When did you move into town here?
Well, we've been in town here since 1970. We just commuted back and forth to the ranch. See?
I see. And you still do that, or you retired from that?
Well, I tried to retire once and didn't get away with it. I tried to pass it on to my kids, and by golly, we got into a mess of trouble, and. I've got some of it back. My kids have got some of it. It's kind of a mess.
You got it all divided up now. Huh?
Yes, I wish the original plan had worked. Is what I wish, because I'm getting kind of tired of going out there digging post holes at my age.
Blame it. At any age, that's tough work. What about? How big was the ranch? Maybe you can tell me about.
Well, I guess I don't suppose it to be the proper way of expressing it, but when they first took it away from the Indians, it was just 320 acres. I mean, it was just a homestead, see?
Uh-huh.
And, well, actually, it was a little bit larger than that. My parents both homesteaded.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you was ever